Hello and welcome to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul Vanderhead and I'm your GM for tonight. And this is the continuation of the first session we played in this campaign. Episode 1 is the first half, episode 2 is this, and it is the continuation of our players' adventures. Natalie as Bright Force, Colin as Bedlam, Rob as Damon, and last but not least, Mike as Weasel. I'll let you guys get right into the action. Have a great day. At this point, we have our other team arriving. Other teammates arriving.
It's just the bike. I offered a ride.
And did she take your ride?
I did.
Okay.
I'm going to use my action to use my lay on hands ability to give myself 3 more points.
Would you like to empower the healing that you forgot to heal? Empower?
I don't remember the numbers, so.
We could just roll it again and see if it's better. Oh, you don't remember what it was.
I know one was an 8.
So the other one? 2.
I would re-roll the 2. 6, so I gained 4 more, which would put me at 24 out of 28.
Okay, so at this point, they arrive.
There are no donuts left.
I'm going to warm them about the grenade.
Biting my
okay,
arm.
Take inspiration, Colin, because I was going to wait for them to step in it. You hear from Bedlam, there's a grenade by the door. Step over the tripwire.
No.
A weasel will probably get dragged away from the grenade.
Pushing.
I've been picturing like
is there
a little,
an
what are
grenade?
You, 4 foot?
No,
10.
It's a standard, it's a frag.
Oh, God. I think I'm like 5 foot 3.
Okay, so basically, Luna picks him up by the collar and just carries him over.
No, we don't need to look at that.
But I want it. You hear the distinctive sound. This is pretty audible because there's more than one. Of energy rifles powering up.
This ends poorly.
This sounds bad.
Beans.
What did you guys do?
Bedlam, roll me a dex save. As something whoops into your back invisibly.
15.
You manage to catch yourself before you fall off the gantry, but you are hanging on by your hands. As you see behind you is a man with bull horns who ran at you like a rampaging bull. Not a minotaur fully, but he has bull horns. And he's
dude.
Get out of our house! I'm sorry, no. Get out of our base!
I'm just looking for cans.
What do you guys do?
Am I like 20 feet above the ground now?
Yeah, you're roughly 20 feet above the ground, yeah.
Okay.
And you're hanging, so with your slow fall, you take no damage if you let go.
I don't have slow fall yet. That's at level
4.
It's at level 4.
That's a dumb level to get something.
How much is fall damage? Do I think... So this is...
It'd be 2d6.
2d6? Oh, can't I use acrobatics to have that too?
Theoretically, if you roll well enough, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try just drop down. Use acrobatics to have it.
Don't mind. DC 10.
So here's the thing.
He doesn't actually have acrobatics.
I do. I got rolled a 2 plus 7 for a 9.
Take 2.
And it was a cock to die, too.
Take 2.
Yeah, okay.
Because I rolled a 1 and a 1. I've literally gotten paper cuts that hurt worse than that.
So we will look over to Damon. Bad guy?
Yep. Watch me.
Yeah.
Cool.
You see what looks like the forms of at least 6 people with energy rifles pointed at you.
How closely are they grouped?
About 10 feet apart. They're all up around the windows.
Individually?
Yeah.
Damn. Let me double check on that range on that.
The radius?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Boom! It's a 10-foot radius. So you can get 2. 2 at best.
If it's a 10-foot radius, I can get 3. If they're each 10 feet apart.
You're right. You can theoretically get 3.
They would at 60 feet and they're 90 feet up from you, so you'd need to find a way to get higher.
Let's toss them.
No.
No.
All right. So I'm going. I'm going to give you guys a choice here. I can do group initiative, where you guys go, then they go, or I can have this all roll. But I've got six rolls to make.
Let's do crew for now, just to simplify things.
Group.
I believe I have heard group initiative from everybody but Mike.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I asked the table.
Yeah.
That may not be how we always do it. Probably won't be. But for this fight, that's what we're going
to
do.
Now, how's the order we want to run the people?
I think we go by dex scores. Or you guys order yourself. I don't care. I know what my guys are doing.
I call last.
Well, my initiative is plus two. The only person who might beat me is the monk.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk up to the closest person.
Okay, they're 60 feet above you, Colin.
Oh, okay.
And so they're 60 feet above you and approximately, 80 feet laterally from you.
Wait, if they're above us and laterally, if we just run underneath them, they can't shoot us.
They're shooting in the windows. So they would be able to shoot you. They just have to break the window.
Oh, wait, so I thought, are they on a walkway, or are they...
No, they are at the windows above... Have you ever seen, old factories where there's, a line of windows around the top?
Yeah.
And there's, a roof out around that?
Yeah, and there's usually a space beneath there. Beneath them. And there's usually a space beneath that area.
Yes, there is usually a space beneath them.
Yeah. So if we just run over there, we're fine. I guess we can all run there in one turn, right?
Yeah, no. Yes, sure. Running. Cardio, yes.
I will elect someone to roll initiative for you guys.
I will. I have the plus five, but my dice aren't also good tonight, so let's see how bad it is. That's an 18. 13 plus five.
So they'll elect their guy with the plus four.
It's all right, Carl, you do it. He's like, all right, guys.
Fuck. 11. All right, so you guys go, then I go.
Yeah, I'm going to shash.
Also, you see there is one guy who is roughly 30 feet above you who has bull horns and looks like he wants to melee somebody in the face.
Cool.
Well, he's 30 feet up, so, hey, guys, let's dash underneath them. Let's go as I dash over there.
They can still shoot you from there.
I'm already standing underneath them. 90-foot movement.
All right. After Colin, we've got anybody else.
Bonus action, I cast Hex on the first gunman up there.
He's more than 60 feet away.
90 feet range.
Is it 90?
Yep.
Very good.
I cast Hex and then take a shot at him.
All right. Let's see. That is long range for your...
I will move 30 feet closer.
Okay. You're fine then.
20 will hit?
It does.
Then take damage types don't matter?
No.
14 damage.
All right. Oh, I did not consider this. I need a notepaper. I don't see a notepad anywhere over here. Give me just a second. Oh, hold on.
Sit up too fast?
Yeah, my whole body's like, what the fuck are you doing to yourself?
And I'm choosing Dex to be his disadvantage stat.
That's a good idea.
I was originally going to pick the bowl, but I'm like, no, you're going to go one-on-one on the bowl. I'm not going to take out the bowl first. And then have you...
Okay, I need a pencil as well, or pen. I'm not picky. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. One just took 11.
14.
I turned that into a 14. Okay, alrighty. Next up we have...
Them two.
Either one of the other two people. Hero?
Hi. I'm just trying to make sure they got what they need to have on here.
Do you want
to
go punish the bull?
Can I head towards him, or it's high up, isn't it?
You could glitter bomb him as you run. Or you can glitter blast him.
I'm gonna glitter blast.
Wait, how far is the range on that?
It's not other really ridiculous.
Glitter blast. Glitter blast.
Only shooting stars. 15-foot cone. No, too high.
She can jump.
Not that high.
20 strength.
Is there anyone,
4 foot tall?
Is there anyone nearby that I can use throw a glitter bomb at? So I have to use my little stubby little legs and run towards the ball and be like, I'm going to get you,
motherfucker. big ass glowing sword. All right. With that, you move 50 foot closer. Do you go to the stairs or do you go to the wall where it falling cone? The stairs goes to the bowl, the wall.
The stairs.
Okay. Then we have, well, last but not least, we have Weasel.
Yes. CC is waiting out in the car or on the bike because I'm definitely not, you know, if they said grenade, she's not going anywhere near that. So,
do you just snap and disappear because she's your familiar or no?
Or do you not want to do that to leave her
on the bike?
You know,
in her little castle.
She's got her little safety zone.
Okay.
But I'll move 30 feet towards the stairs and take a pot shot at the bull.
With what?
Trying a firebolt.
Roll the hit.
Yeah.
What's your plus to hit with that? 4, 5?
7.
Nice.
I'm a sorcerer.
Plus 5 charisma?
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't know you did.
Put my 18 there, and I'm a half elf.
I thought you put it in something else.
I thought about it. I think I hit. That's the 23.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Roll that beautiful beam footage.
All right, so 5 points of fire damage, and there's nobody within 10 feet of me, so that doesn't matter.
Flame. It's Pyromancer ability.
Oh, it's also not a first level spell. Never mind.
And that's the ball. Okay. It's now my people.
This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, well, mostly Colin.
Guys, I wonder it's paper.
Colin, make me 2d6. Make me 2 dex saves.
What, grenades?
That's a nat 1 and a 12 plus 7, 19.
All right.
Sounds like he's getting my next healing.
All right. Well, so you're gonna take it'll be a total of 68, but part of it's halved. So let's do the...
From what?
Grenades.
Grenades.
Hey, can you try to catch and return a grenade?
Yeah, can I attempt to use that?
He has the rebar. He can return it.
He does not have the bat, which is a specific weapon in this world. A bat with a reaction can redirect a grenade. What weapon are you carrying right now, Colin?
I have a quarterstaff, which
that is not a bat.
I didn't know that the bat could do that. Probably
it's been in the document for months.
Yeah, but I didn't see the grenade thing.
Yeah, hits for a D6, versatile D8, deflect grenades as a net reaction.
All right, I'll take that next. But
all right, I'll lose my 38. All right, here, this is the full damage 38. take 19.
He rolled an 8, a 6, and a 5.
Here's the half damage D8, 3D8.
He rolled a 7, a 7, and a 6.
So take it's a 20.
You inspiration
so,
to have him re-roll. 20,
so take 10.
Try to half the first attack.
Would you like to use your inspiration to try and re-roll that first failed deck save?
Yeah, I'm going to die. Hey, that's a nat 20.
There you go. So it was
19.
So you'll take a total of 19.
19. Okay, great. I have 3.
And then I'm down 2 grenades. I have a certain number of grenades for the combat. I'm down 2.
Mike. All right. God, man.
Sorry. So here's the. Colin's like, fucking grenades, man. All right, this is number 1 shooting at the person who shot him.
16.
That is a 16. So take 10. And here's the second. There's number 2 is going to be at the guy who shot at his bull friend. That is not a wow. Uh huh. So that is an 18. That is the 20 to hit, and it's 9 damage. Okay. That number 3 already went. Number 4 now is going to shoot at the they don't focus fire, which is dumb, but they're dumb people. Is going to shoot at Mistress Sparkle because she looks intimidating as fuck with a big ass sword.
And she keeps yelling up.
Wow, I'm rolling the nuts for damage, though. That's a 19 to hit for 12 damage.
By the way, I did roll for my concentration on Hex. Rolled natural 20.
That'll work. And then I've got one more shot left. And then I got to move the bowl. Who's he going to shoot at? I'm going to roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cocksucker, fuck. Well, I missed and I dropped dice, so.
Both of them are in front of your feet.
Yeah.
In between your feet now. You want me to go get them?
I see him. All right. It was an ass roll and an ass way that everything happened there. And then the bull is going to pull out a really big bat, like oversized, and run towards the stairs.
Mine's bigger, bitch.
And he pulls out, it's essentially a great club. All right. Next in the order is you guys.
Paul, I have a question.
Yeah.
How's their structural support doing after dropping 2 grenades on it?
I mean, you're underneath it.
Yeah, but
it's only 10-foot radius burst, so it didn't even hit any of the supports.
A lot of these supports are within 10 feet of each other.
Yeah. Also, it's piercing damage, which isn't going to do very well on hurting. It's not a high explosive grenade. It's a frag grenade.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that they would intentionally destroy their base.
Would they think of it, though, is the real question.
Oh, they're dumbass. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're using frag grenades, so that it's not going to be structurally damaging. Not in any major capacity. If they put a bunch of them in one spot, yeah, because it's just
that's good.
What?
And whatever. Are there any stairs near me?
No, the stairs are about 50 feet away from you now because you ran past them.
I'll run back to the stairs.
Okay.
So you still got 40 feet of movement if you took the dash action.
45? Yeah, I have 5 feet.
If you make it to the top of the stairs, the bull will get a swing on you.
I'll just attack him with... He's 30 feet away, isn't he?
He's at the top of the stairs. So yeah.
That's a 9.
And this is... Okay, next up we have my guy? No.
The rest of us will get
action. Yeah.
Bonus action, healing word on the monk. We just got wrecked for a lot.
Yeah. I think we all kind of got wrecked for a lot.
I think I missed once.
Monk, heal 11.
Hey, that's great.
You gonna reroll that 4? 3 seems a 4.
No, because I'm stuck with whatever number it becomes.
You're right.
I already asked about that. Not this
time. That's how the power works, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I still get my action.
Yeah, you got an action.
I'm just debating whether or not I cast healing on myself. Because if I go down, nobody else can get anyone else back up. No, we do have you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a shot at the number 1 again.
All right. The only one is hurt besides the bowl.
Well, it's not even hurt.
He took 5.
Oh, fire damage. 15 will miss.
Hits.
15 hits?
No. It's there if he's 16. I'm sorry. Stun of leather for plus effect. All right. I just told you all what they have. Cause I've been consistent. Next up.
She went before I did.
Okay.
And you can switch it up. It's sides.
I'm still running up the stairs towards him.
Yep.
Do I reach him or no?
No. You'll need to double move to get there.
I don't want to do that without being able to hit him.
So we're halfway up the stairs and stop?
Yeah, and then I stop and I'm just like...
Do you want to throw something at him?
Do I have... I could do it
later. You can throw like a equivalent of a javelin or something like that.
I don't know if she would have...
Not a javelin, but like a... What do you guys think, like, for a character like this? Not a brick, but, like, a shot put, because she's so strong.
Just a hammer. Light hammer.
I know, but it's just that I was thinking just a shot put. Just
let's just call it a D6 damage.
Yeah. Do you want to have shot puts? Like,
well, I was thinking in this area or this building would have like a heavy can.
Yeah, you could.
Or like a heavy, so, like something on the ground she could throw and then throw.
You can grow like a wrench and chuck it.
Okay.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Roll it. Let's hold it. Doesn't strength to hit, but you're not proficient in wrench.
Darn it.
It's still plus five for you.
That's true. I rolled a 16 plus 5.
That's 21's gonna hit. Yeah, okay. roll a D6 plus 5. Yeah, that'll get him buying chopsticks.
3 plus 5.
So 8.
Alright, the bull looks mildly annoyed.
A wrench hit me!
Proficiency in wrench. You need to be a mechanic?
Artificer.
Or artificer.
Smith's tools.
New character idea. I like it.
Alright.
I get to follow suit, although I'm going to stop at the behind anybody that I, you know, come across as long as I can see.
Yeah.
Up the stairs.
And, well, yeah, short person and Bedlam is staying at the bottom of the stairs, so.
Yeah, so then I'll try and stay behind Bedlam.
Fuck that shit. I'm
fucking squishy.
Tracy.
Mr. Constitution's your power stat.
14.
Okay.
And yeah, firebolt again.
All right.
Worked so well the last time. That totals to 15.
That will hit the bull.
Good. 8 fire damage.
He's looking mildly annoyed.
You said that before.
It's looking a little more mildly annoyed.
Ah.
All right, it's my turn. Well, my grenadiers have nothing to shoot at, so they have to pull out the rifles. All right, so here's one on Rob, or Damon. Crit failed. That's how bad it was. It's an 18. He's fine. All right.
Is that the one I have hexed?
Yeah.
Is that a dexterity check?
It doesn't affect the tab roll specifically.
No, it's checks, not savings.
Wow, I'm sorry. Is your AC a 17 or less? Do you have shield? You're sad. Take 14.
Are you okay?
No.
That was a bad one. I thought I was going to miss. I was like, I'll be fine. All right, here's the one.
Guess who doesn't get armor proficiencies?
I'm aware. Oh, your God.
I have light armor.
You didn't take mage armor.
I can't take mage armor.
Sorcerers get it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense for my skill set.
No. All right, I got one on Bright Force.
No, but it makes sense for your costume.
Yeah, I'll take 12.
Again?
That's a 20.
Yeah.
Glad first fight, and we're all going to die.
I'm going to actually die.
I'm glad I gave you so much healing.
I'm glad I have a backup character made.
Yeah.
We might be introducing him shortly.
Here's the one on on Bedlam.
So for the listeners at home, I'm just hearing him laughing.
So I rolled a 20 and a 3.
Okay.
So it's a minimum of 3 damage, of 7 damage. Would you like to try and intercept this missile with a reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I had to roll the other D8. I still have to roll the other D10.
You did not kill him.
What would you reduce it by?
18.
Dex plus roll.
Oh, yeah. It's dex plus five. Holy shit! Okay, even if I roll a good crit, you would have got it. Okay, you resisted all 9 of the damage from my crit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a shit crit. The other two guys are getting out their weapons still because they have to like full on load them, pull them off their backs, and then it is the bull who is still ready with a great club at the top of the stairs. Your turn.
How many people are here now?
Am I from the group? Am I?
25 feet.
I will run up. Which of those two look worse off?
I am at 7.
I'm at 14.
On a scale of 1 to 25, I'm about a 2.
You have the cure wounds.
I can heal myself. It's okay.
I get 2.
You get 2?
I can bonus action the N-word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not a spell slot. In case anyone's going to start bitching them.
So I'm definitely empowering that 1 and keeping that 7.
Hey!
14, 18 points to get back.
Holy crap.
He's like, oxygen!
And you're at a 7 out of
agent number
2. 31.
You're gonna die.
That motherfucker shot you so hard. 14 points in the dome. Oh,
shit. You then get a healing word worth. You'll try to reroll a 2. You get a 1.
That's okay.
8 points.
Okay, thank you.
Better than nothing.
It is.
Yeah, it's enough to stop even getting hit one shot.
So they're within 120 feet, right?
They are. Yes.
Right. I'm using first. Yeah. First
and see, are you hoping for a chain, or just hoping to hurt this motherfucker?
Yeah. All right. So that is a 21 to hit.
That'll hit. I'm wishing good things for you. Would you like a dice try? Just put it between me and then you can.
Alright, so.
Did you get a chain or no?
No. They did not, but I am looking up the spell because that's.
The damage type doesn't matter.
Damage type does not matter, but it matters to me.
Because of its fire.
Alright, so.
Because he's a fire
15 points of force damage.
And 6?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That guy's a little fucked up. It's the first time he's been touched, so
yeah.
He's not dead, but he's fucked up a little.
Well, he's been hit by fireballs.
No, he's been hit in the bowl.
Oi, and Dejo, eat shit.
Yeah!
Hey, you, the one who keeps missing, hit that guy. Any bonus actions? What happens when you cast a spell that does damage?
Fire damage.
If it does fire damage, I can arc off a point of, or half of my sorcerer levels to somebody within 10 feet.
Okay.
So.
It's
kind of shit.
Yeah.
But
it's guaranteed damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we call that. Next, we've got.
We still got me. Glitter Force.
Bright Force. It's fine.
Princess Glitter Force?
No! Bright Force?
Princess Bright Pants? And Bevan.
Yeah. You got somebody goes.
So I'll go up. I'll charge the bull. But instead of charging, I'm going to use my action to dodge. So he gets disadvantage on that attack that he has ready.
What are you doing?
Well, I missed because of that.
Yeah, so I'm clearing the way so that you can run up and hit him.
Yeah, roll the hit.
Oh, no, I can't. I use my action to dodge.
Unless you use a key point to dodge.
No, I was going to let Princess Sparkles run up and hit him without taking damage.
He cleared the way for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. He had it ready.
All right, thank you.
I hear the word smite coming up.
S-M-I-T-E. That's for you. Okay. All right, Ms. Bright Force.
You almost had it.
I got it right, Ms. Bright Force.
Am I doing smite?
Well, you have to hit first.
Okay, I'm going to hit him with my big sword.
Go up the stairs?
I'm going to go up the stairs and I'm going to hit him.
Second reaction!
But it's a 30-foot stairway.
No, she.
I've been running up those stairs for 3 turns! No. I better get up there!
She is already halfway up the stairs.
Every move up, it's
a 30-foot staircase. You're at the bottom. You have to get 5 feet from the top.
No, I was thinking that she does like 2 steps, and then she's like, 2 more.
Whereas Bedlam just like conquered the entire stairs in 3 steps.
I ran to the other side of the building and back and dashed down the stairs.
15 plus 7.
That hits, yeah.
Yeah.
Roll 2d6. Okay.
And do you want to smite? Or do you think your straight hit will be enough?
Oh, I don't think that will be enough.
Then roll 2d8s as well.
And then 2d8s. Where are you? There's one. And then... So 10, 14 in total.
Plus your strength.
So plus 5, another plus 5.
19?
19.
That's just enough. The bull drops. Do you kill him or do you leave him alive?
I leave him alive.
Okay. He is out cold. Fucked up. The bull is down. It is now my turn. This is the bad one.
A few of us are not grouped up.
How many of you are on the stairway?
I was at least one space behind the bottom of the stairs because I was.
So you're okay. So
I had to touch
him. Are the stairs between you and them? Is the question. Did you kite around? So that was the situation.
I still wanted aim on the.
But you could shoot them. So, yeah.
So.
I'm asking if you have half cover or not. Partial cover at least.
Yeah. I suppose that would
I'm
be the
right
best
next to him because I had to touch him with Kieran.
All right, so you guys are each going to have plus 2 AC against their attacks.
Cool. You know where the hell I am.
And you were wide open, so we're going to... Okay, we got one shooting at the person who hexed him again. I'll change dice because that one crit last time.
And now this other one crits.
No, I missed, but that thing has rolled consistent 10s for damage. That's a good die. I'll switch. I missed you, Damon. Here's the one on Mr. Blast my ass. He did not hit you this time with a 3 on the dice.
Good.
Both dice.
Yeah, 3 on both dice. All right, here's the one on Glitter Force. This is straight up.
I thought it was Ray Force. That's another
3 7 dice.
Hey, no, look at me. Look at me.
Bright
look at me.
Force.
Bright Force. I know it's the joke. I know it's the joke.
At least my name, brother. You don't want to be messed up.
No, I fuck up your real
name. Diamond.
I fuck up your character's real name.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here's another shot at Bright Force.
Why? Okay, I know why.
That is a 25 to hit for 12 damage.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Gee, rollercoaster, I really hope that doesn't hit me.
It does.
How many?
12.
Why are you doing 12 on me?
Because you're getting my next cure wounds, if I can reach you.
3!
Alright, and seeing the other one healing them, you're getting another 2 shots.
I still have partial cover.
Yeah. Take 10. As I hit it, 26 to 25 to hit, and the last
you
one.
Have been consistently giving me 12 damage. I want to know that.
This one's on a monk because
yeah, I was like, why I'm standing right next to her and they're all focused on
her cover
because he's a monk and you don't like monks.
No. You're right.
Yeah, the unarmored guy standing at the top of the stairs with no cover.
Honestly, it's the same guy. It's either 3, 6, or 20, or 19 on the dice. I am done.
I'm going to start off by curing my wounds.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry, you're not getting it this time.
That's perfect. That's fine, I understand.
I'll take that. So I gain 15 back.
Yeah.
So it puts me at 19.
Yep.
I understand, man. It's okay.
You're getting my last healing word.
Okay.
Last one.
Yeah. I got one more cure wounds after this, and then I'm tasked on healing. I still have an action I can give 3 points of healing. There we go. So gain 11 back.
Oh, thank you.
I hit her for 12 each time.
No, don't do that anymore.
All right. So that's our first... player's turn this time. Who wants to go next?
From the top of the stairs, how far away are we from them? Like, direct line.
70 feet? 60 feet? Let's say 60 feet because D&D angles are... Because of D&D 5e angles.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the top of the stairs. I'm assuming while you're on the stairs, there's some kind of cover from protection from them?
Or? No, she was totally out in the open.
I also then proceed to move where I am in full cover, if I can.
You can get half cover, but you can't
full cover. I will move to where I can get more cover.
I'm just saying, if I'm still on the staircase...
You could do it from where you are.
Okay. I'm looking to try and keep that cover.
That's fine.
But, yeah, I'll move to within range and target that particular same one again.
Okay.
As the center.
Conveniently, you'll get the he's damaged, and the one next to him is damaged, and the one next to him is not. But
good. Dex save.
Is it dex with that?
Boom.
That misses.
Well, it doesn't say what to reduce it.
Let's say it's a dex.
I figure. Right, dex or con?
It's thunder. It's almost always con for thunder, isn't it?
Yep.
It depends on if it's... Yeah. Actually.
All right. Either way, a five fails, and that's the one that you wanted. Oh, okay. Is it bad?
It could have been better, but we are 5 points of thunder damage.
All right. So the first one takes 5, and the second one, the one you were aiming at, takes 2. Oh, I got to roll the third one. He takes 2 as well.
So I've so far used 8 different healing things.
I'm aware.
I got 2 left.
All right, who wants next?
I want to do who's now the closest enemy.
The guys up on the guys who are up.
Does that require me running up the stairs?
Yes.
So I want to pick up the bat. So are we going after them or are we fleeing at this point?
Well, it is up to y'all.
Well, most of us use our actions to attack.
Okay, so I'll pick up a bat and I'll move 45 feet towards them and then dodge again.
Are you antagonizing them or what?
Yeah, I'm antagonizing them. I'm charging at them with a bat.
Roll me a performance.
Oh, boy. That's a 19.
Oh, my. You actually might get them.
The crazed guy in a t-shirt is charging towards them with a bat, completely unarmored.
Yeah, you got... Oh, that's a D12. That's a D12. You said 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have pissed off the fucking hive, my friend.
Oh, I'm keeping them all in my line of sight, too.
The one who kicked the hornet's nest.
Okay, that's going to be a fun turn for me.
On fire, sounds like. And that was the monk?
Well, yeah. Was being operative.
Oh, you were saying you wanted to get rid of the monk.
Man, I didn't mean this fast. Damn, son.
Okay. I am dodging, so you have to make...
I'm aware.
Yeah.
Now, Glitter Force is going to run up.
Fight Force.
Are you going to run up, or are you going to hide by the stairs? What are you
going to hide behind the monk?
Next staircase.
I'm going to hide it behind him. I'm going to try and hide.
Okay, you're so okay.
Well, no.
You can also use your action to heal.
No, if you use it on... my house rule for paladins is if you use it on yourself, it's a bonus action.
Okay, you still have that choice. And you can choose how many points you give from your pool.
Let's say 14, because you keep 1 to bring him up.
I'm gonna try and run up the stairs to the next opponent.
Clear yourself for 14?
Yeah, I should probably should. So another plus 14, I don't have to roll.
No, but straight lay on hands, you touch yourself, and you choose the number up to...
Be careful how you touch yourself. This is a kid's show.
Oh. I bonked my head. I bonked my head. I'm like, stupid.
All right, so take 2d6 plus 5.
All right, do the math, and then you're going to run up the stairs. You are about halfway up the second set of stairs. It will be next round, you can be on one of them. Because you'll go out the door, and you'll be right next to them. Okay, I have 1 person left. No, is that it?
That's it.
All right, it's time for the good turn.
Time to try and kill the monk.
Let's see if he's a bulletproof monk.
21 to hit you?
And with disadvantage?
Yep.
What the f- okay.
He rolled, okay, listeners, he rolled a 16 and a 15.
Plus 6 is 21.
Are any of them prepping a grenade?
Yeah, it looks like number 3 is. same reaction. He has to make a decision.
Wait, actually, I get to see first, don't
I? What?
Wait, I'm 5 feet from them, 15 feet.
Yeah, and they're 60 feet up.
I'm on their same level, you said. I was charging directly at them.
Oh, so you went up the stairs.
Yeah, I was up the stairs.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, no, I was on the top floor.
There's the ground level, the level where the bowl was, and then the top.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I was on the top stairs.
Okay, so you went out the door then?
Yeah.
Okay, then they're not preparing a grenade, they're just going to shoot you.
Yeah, that's why. I'll probably use my reaction to deflect this.
Did I roll damage yet or no?
No.
No.
Oh no!
That's a 9.
That's a 13 damage.
I soaked it.
With your D10.
Exactly. D10 plus 8.
That's a zero.
I'm going to spend that key point to shoot it back at them. To deflect it back.
Cool.
Roll to hit. That's considered a monk weapon for this attack.
That is a 23.
That'll hit.
For 10 damage.
What was that?
10 damage.
He's hanging on by a thread, I tell you. A thread!
All right, now the rest of them just gone down.
Killed.
This is the
mission, kill the monk.
This is the second guy. Third one? 16?
Nope.
He is your tank. You realize this, right?
Yep.
That's the third one.
How many turns since I actually killed him?
Fourth one.
You don't want to talk about it.
Tank.
Fifth. Fifth one. Nope. 15 misses you?
Yep.
Yeah, they all whip.
I mean, 16 misses. I think
the strat works.
He took y'all a turn, y'all. Yeah. I'd like y'all to understand and respect it. I'm giving... Okay, this is Paul Vanderhead respecting a monk for the first time in a minute. Yeah.
So next, like in like 10 years, you're going to be like, you know what? I hate monks. And I'm just going to play this back for you and be like, see, even you said...
The strat was real. Like, he's got, what, a 17 or 18 AC?
18 AC.
Yeah, he's really tough.
Dodge for disadvantage. I'm running up right next to them, antagonizing them. It's just going to work.
The advantage of monk.
Yeah.
I mean, and also having good starting stats to take advantage of it. All right, yeah. It's your guys' turn. You get a turn of not having to heal.
Yay!
I want to continue charging him and attacking him. I want to, like, toss the bat aside now that I'm close enough and hit them with my quarterstaff.
Okay, you're proficient with the bat.
It's not a monk weapon, though.
It's a replacement for a club. Is club a monk?
Not. You said great club.
Not club. No. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Club is. Great club is not.
Club is a monk? Yeah.
So for the quarter strike attack on the first one, that's 19 to hit. I'm assuming that's for 11 damage.
Okay, hold on. Which one are you targeting? So the ones closest to you would be 6, 5, and 4, but the ones that are damaged are 1, 2, and 3.
The one closest to me. Okay. I'm just, because I'm imagining they're like in a line, so I now just have to start whacking them down in line.
All right, so what's your damage?
11 base, plus I forgot to do the radiant. It's 13 damage.
Monk is effective.
I then also get the monk attack, unarmed strike on it, so that's...
Is that 3 points?
Yeah, so that's a 26.
Yes.
4...
I thought you had a 20 dex. You got to do more than 4.
For 12 damage.
There we go.
Mm.
Wait, no, what? No, the damage I did earlier
plus 5. Plus the holy. Okay.
Oh, I thought I got a lot higher than 5.
You did 13 for the first hit and then 12 more.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, he's hurt that as badly as number 2 has been hurt the whole fight in one round. Okay, next.
I'll take a shot.
Low-level monks are when they're at their best. Because they can do multiple attacks and most people don't.
I will take a shot at the number 1 guy that attacks.
Yep.
Will a 14 miss.
It's sad. Okay.
Dex saves.
From the same 3?
Yeah.
Right. One, two, three. Con saves, but yeah.
Con saves, yes.
Either way, they all fail.
Nine.
You dropped number two. The one that hits you in the face.
The one I didn't like.
Yeah. Number one is hanging on by a thread.
Cool.
All right.
I don't have any bonus action stuff, so.
Next.
I go.
Last, yeah.
Okay. Can I reach him now?
You can reach the same one Colin's on. Or, yeah, you can reach the next one, too.
I'll reach the next one.
Okay.
I'm going to hit him with my Gleetoid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's not what it's called. It's called the...
Energy broadsword.
Energy broadsword. And
I'm going to use my energy broadsword.
I love it.
Oh no. 5-7. It's definitely going to miss. Okay. Never mind.
I was going to try.
Oh, I tried. Wait.
All right. It's my turn. I am down to 5 enemies this time. We do not have Dodgy McPankerson, though. So,
yeah, but I'm in melee, so they still get disadvantage.
That is not true. The two who are in melee have disadvantage. The other three do not.
No, they're still shooting into melee.
Shooting in melee has no penalty in 5th edition.
Shooting from melee does.
Yeah. Okay. They can bump your arm.
I always get that confused. Oh.
All right, here is number one on you, Colin. You want to use your reaction on that?
Does it hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
use it. It's on the die.
That's an 18 on the die for 24.
24? What?
18 on the die.
It's the to hit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm using my reaction. I thought you said it did 28.
It's a total of 8 damage.
Okay. Yeah, I soak it completely.
Yeah, you on the without rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But all right, can I heal 5 hit points?
No.
I'm deflecting it so good.
Here's the second one on you. I knew it was going to fuck it. All right, how bad is it? Not that bad. Okay. I fumbled that one. And then the last one who can actually shoot is going to try and shoot Bright Force. I want to roll 2 dice. Either way, I missed.
Thank you.
I rolled 3 and 4. I don't know why I rolled 2 dice. All right. That is... Oh, and then I have my 2 melee guys. They will drop their energy rifles and pull out the equivalent of a short sword. What would they have?
Energy.
Melee gear.
Yeah, it's just something lined up on their arm. No, they pull out bats because they're fucking hoodlums. And they're going to swing. Here's the one on the monk.
Another hit.
Well,
I see 2 digits from here. I don't see what they are.
It's an 18.
It's an 18.
But I'm only +2 to damage on this one, so it's not as bad. Take 3, Colin.
Oh, from the melee? Okay.
Yeah. And here's the one on Bright Force. Miss.
Thank you.
Okay. That is my turn. Frightfully less effective than last time. Next.
I'm going to let you boom first.
Okay.
If you are.
There's a... Another way I can pick off 3 of them without affecting my party?
Yeah. You could hit 3 of them. You could. The guy with number one who's hexed is at 2 hit points. There's 2 untouched ones and one that's taken 11 that you could hit.
If I drop it in the same spot, I could take out number one who is hexed, and that would help him.
Correct.
So I will...
But in the same spot, that means you have theoretically, you could kill the one in the middle. I'm letting you know.
Raise it up.
That he's the epicenter. Raising up doesn't help.
And fine. I'll firebolt the number one.
Okay.
Or I can just take a normal shot at him.
Does a 10 hit?
Is that a 1?
No. It was a 3.
Yeah, miss. I see. I hear your dice.
18 will hit.
Yep.
I can take him down, not lethally.
Okay.
I will start climbing the stairs.
Okay. I have 2 in melee, 2 not in melee right now. I need a Bedlam. You want to take a swing?
Yep. Where is that guy? So quarterstaff, that's a 14 to hit.
That misses.
Yep, then a melee strike. Yep, that's also going to miss at a 9.
Not your day. Okay, Bright Force. You got an untouched person in front of you.
Okay, I'm going to hit him.
I like your confidence.
I'm going to hit him.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
That doesn't bother you, does it?
Nope, doesn't bother me.
I rolled a 19.
That'll hit. Roll two. Roll. Would you like to smite?
How does he look? Really hurt?
He looks unhurt at all.
I'm going to use smite then.
2d6, 2d8s.
And add 5.
Oops.
And add 5.
And add 5.
I hope we roll better than last time. There you go.
Well, yeah. 10. And then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 12 damage.
That's not right.
I saw that. Bonus action, relocate my hex.
Oh, sorry.
That's 16 10, plus 5, 21.
20. Yeah. No, this was a 3.
Oh, so.
So.
70, 22.
22.
I relocate my hex to the next ranged.
Okay. There's two very hurt melee combatants, and then I have my ranged people, and I believe it is my turn.
Sounds right.
Yep.
All right. Here's the two melee. Here's the two range shots on one on the monk. I miss. One on Bright Force. I miss.
Oh, thank God.
And then here's my two crappy melee swings. I really miss on the monk. Here's Bright Force. He drops himself. In the nuts.
So he rolled a 1, and then he rolled a 2, and he hit himself.
He literally nutted himself just now.
Not like that. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I think he went to go.
He full on like batted himself.
I get that.
Yeah. There's another meaning that you missed.
Oh yeah, not like that.
No,
no. He whacked himself in the nuts for the fucking baseball bat. His ass hit the ground.
Well, I mean, I don't want to kink shame him. Maybe he gets off on that kind of thing.
He hit the ground hard.
Is he still conscious?
No.
Everybody else up there, the male is just like,
ooh.
And I'm gonna relook at my hex. Oh, it's melee, so no.
Yeah, I have one melee left, and then my two ranged. It is your turn.
I'm gonna just hit the melee guy. It does 7 damage.
Yeah. You killed him. Drop him.
Yeah.
You killed
him.
What?
Are you doing non-lethal, I'm guessing?
Hmm? Yeah, non-lethal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that guy is down with one punch.
Yeah.
Or one hit.
Then launch a Radiant Sun Bolt then with the additional one. That's I roll damage first as well. Yeah, the other one messes at 9.
Okay.
I will take a shot at my hex target. That's a miss.
Okay. You just have it a day?
Roll the 2. And I've already sent 2 dice to jail.
I hear you.
Like so many dice left.
But that was near max damage. That is max damage I rolled.
That would have
hurt.
Well, actually, Bright Force, would you like to move targets? Because the guy in front of you nutted, he hit himself in the nuts so hard he passed out.
Yeah, I'll move on to the next one.
Okay. The untouched one?
Yeah.
Hold it.
And 12 plus digital. Oh, let's get 2. 3.
I was going to say, I could just hand you my...
Or we'll just actually look it up probably
at it.
That's also... Okay, you found it.
You have 3.
No, sure. You've used 2.
Same
used
2.
As me.
Okay.
Half caster.
I'm just going to do a straight hitting with my...
I'm a third caster.
10 plus 7, 17.
Hits. Would you like to smite?
I said no.
Okay.
5, 7 plus 5, 7, 8, 9, 12.
Okay.
12. Math
with
Natalie.
All right. I've got 2 people. One in ranged, and one is melee.
I'm gonna take a shot at one of the ranged fighters.
The last ranged fighter.
Yes. Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
Have 2 points of fire damage.
Okay. Is that it for everybody? Here's the baseball bat for Natalie or Bright Force. That is a 17 to hit.
Yes.
Take 3.
Okay.
Because
no strength bonus?
I rolled a 1 plus 2.
Oh, okay.
And here's the ranged. Here's the electric. The shot at Bright Force because she's the only one in melee with her with an ally.
Yeah, that'll work.
That. Oh, this, I'm sorry, Natalie.
It's fine.
Take 7.
Okay.
All right, that is it for my turn. You hear motorcycles in the distance.
Okay.
Bro, Raggy.
Everybody hears it. I mean, yeah. I guess you don't because electric. Oh, all the vehicles are electric in Riverside City. It's just a rule. So you hear squealing of tires coming.
Reinforcements for us or them? I don't know.
You didn't call in reinforcements. I was waiting. No one made a phone call.
Maybe you should. Someone should.
Okay.
Well, I guess now we assume, but.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at my hexed guy.
Yep.
17 will hit?
Yes.
Take 6, 11, 15 damage.
He's hurt real bad.
Yeah, 3 shots before I threw a load still. I will then take another 30 feet closer by going up the stairs.
You're up there at the top now.
Okay.
You take another shot, same guy.
Yeah. 2 hit points. Hopefully you can do that much.
Well, 26 to hit.
That'll do it.
And I can technically do 1 hit point worth of damage, which I do 8.
That'll do it. Drops.
Good.
And then I've got one left. He's in melee with Bright Force.
I'm going to hit him.
Sounds good. Would you like to flank with Colin? Or would you like to flank with Bedlam to get advantage?
Are we?
You could, yeah.
To? Yeah, I'll
if
do that.
Bedlam will move for you.
I'll do that. And then I have.
You're going to do that for her?
Yeah, I was going to just let her finish her off, but because as soon as she's done, I was going to walk up and hit her.
Anyway, you could give her flanking by moving up.
Yeah, I'll go in and give her flanking. Yeah, because after that, the attack I'll be making is probably enough to kill him.
So 17
hits
plus 7. I would assume hit. That is 7 damage in total. I rolled 2 ones. I don't want to talk about it.
Want to get that die? All right. Yeah.
You can always choose the smite. You get a
fighting style.
Wait, you have great weapon fighting.
Yeah.
You can reroll.
You can reroll ones and twos on damage.
Thank God.
I mean, they can still come up as a 2 and a 3.
But
at least that's more than
now you have 10 damage.
Okay. Colin, you want to put this bitch down?
Yeah, I just have to check. I dealt 12 damage. I rolled a 19.
That drops him.
Yeah, 12, 12, 13.
Don't look at me like that. Don't have pity.
The look on Mike's face is like, I don't want to talk about it. All right.
You try and try your best.
What was that, Colin?
Nothing.
All right. You hear tire squeals coming. What do you do?
Oh, shit. Can't exactly. I mean, we'd have to go out to our vehicles to escape. So.
And there's no spoof command and we're calling our vehicles because they're not smart enough yet.
Correct.
So is there like one alley that they'll have to drive through to get here?
There's a road. There's a small road leading down towards where you know the clinic was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you hear the squealing from coming from.
And how far away is that entrance from up here?
What do you mean?
Is it 60 feet away?
Why do you ask?
I was just, I wouldn't do that. I was considering just picking up a grenade and tossing it over there. But yeah, that's lethal damage. That's lethal damage. So that's.
Wait, they have grenades?
Yeah, there's grenades up here.
There are 2 frag grenades left.
No, there aren't.
You're not up there either.
Oh, shit.
I'm all the way up there now?
Yeah.
I will
call the reinforcements.
You survived.
Three energy rifles. You want to write that down, somebody? That's loot.
Because at the current level, it does same damage, smaller clip, but better range.
Correct.
Until I get a second one.
Yeah, 5 feet we should range. Probably get out of here.
80 versus 60. So it's 20 more feet.
The tactical energy pistol will go 75. It'll go 60, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In all reality, I wouldn't.
You can bail and recover.
Oh, what's that, Colin?
In all reality, I wouldn't think to call reinforcements. So I'm gonna try walk back into the building and see if there's a second exit that we could a back door.
It looks like all the rest are barred up.
Is there any? There's no other doors.
There's one door.
What? About how long do we think we have till they get here?
Less than a minute.
Okay. Is there a door by that tripwire?
That's the only door.
Right, but is it an actual closable?
It looks like it's pretty bad, but you could shove it shut.
I have an idea. I need that baseball bat. Somebody bring that with. Okay. Go out the front, close the door most of the way, balance the bat on top of the door, and we leave.
Yeah, I like it.
And the next hoodlum that tries to wander in here, or
they're coming.
Yeah.
We don't know.
These are bad people.
Yeah. We don't know who it is.
No. These are bad people. Let's go.
I didn't write an FSA contact into my history, but from being on the streets, I might have.
You've probably met
all upstairs. Do I have a chance to fleece the bull?
Sure.
I'm taking his wallet.
Yeah, we're going $50.
And then also a coupon for 50 cents off a burger at. Random name?
Yes, because a bull will eat a burger.
Yes.
I mean, burgers are delicious. So.
Just bullhorns.
Oh. Okay.
What was that, Colin?
Burgers are delicious, so.
Yeah. He's vegetarian by choice, not because of the environment, not because he doesn't like meat.
He eats chicken.
No, I don't.
That was so.
He's one of the advertisements from Chick-fil-A.
No, I only eat chicken, which is a chickpea substitute for chicken.
Chicken.
And it's actually really good.
That's why he has the wall of hot sauce.
Can I make an intelligence roll to guess how many vehicles?
Roll perception to identify it.
Can I use intelligence? There's a math in it.
I just asked for perception.
That was a 19 on the die.
I saw it.
And a total of a 4.
Yeah, that's at least 25. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That could be anywhere between 3 and 25.
Are there windows on this floor?
You're on the roof, so yeah.
I'm not surviving a 60-foot fall.
Okay, no, I'm running down the stairs. I'm trying to.
Can I get a good advantage? Shows
vantage
to actually see the oncoming vehicles because I'm on the roof.
Yeah,
sure.
If you move stealth,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, there's no way I could self it.
I'm going.
I know.
18 plus 6, so 24 stealth.
You see 9 bikes riding closer.
Okay. And they look like thugs.
You see one of the guys has what you know is a cowl's suit. He's got you want to write this down. He's got black and green flames, and on his chest is that same TNT with a building.
Yeah, they got some sort of super coming with 8 others. You said 9 bikes, right?
9 bikes, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna bail.
We said black and
green. Okay, we said black and green flames, TNT and building chest plate.
TNT and building?
I think next to building chest plate. Roll super knowledge or history, which is what I'm gonna call that.
Do I get my advantage? Because he's a monstrosity. 16 total with a 10 on the die.
You'll know that his name. He at one point he went by something really stupid and generic.
Taser. The painter. Hmm? The painter.
No, that's not the same guy. But okay. He went by Green Flame.
Wait.
He went by Green Flame, but you know that he changed his name recently.
Yeah.
His name is Liberator. He goes by Liberator now.
Yeah, we're bailing.
Yeah, now it's time to go.
You can write that down.
Okay.
All right, and I think that is a good time to end.
Do we at least get out, or?
No, I like the suspense of leaving you guys on top of a roof.
Jerk.
Me.
I'm not on the roof. I'm inside the building.
It's almost like short legs.
And tiny arms. And with that, guys, I think it's time to end. Does anybody have anything to plug? Do I need to explain what a plug is again?
No. No.
Okay. No plugging, anybody?
For me.
I heard about this great book that someone wrote named Riverside City by Paul T. Fairhaven.
Yeah.
Called Riverside City Capes and Cowls.
Yeah, the sequel. That's my only plug is Riverside City Capes and Cowls. I wrote it. If you want to know more about this world, that's where you'll get that information because I don't have the. It would take me hours to describe the world building I've done. It's like 400 pages. It's pretty hefty, but it's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, let me know. You can find me on Twitter at CurNir471. That's CURUNIR471. If you like what we're doing here, you know, leave a like or, shoot me a DM or something. Or just at me. That's fine. I'm all about it. With that, wear a mask, stay safe, and have a good night, everybody. Bye.
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 Adios.